After destroying that second beast, I thought I would feel relief. But I did not. Whilst I slept, my dreams were haunted by the cries of my creation, sobbing and jerking his dick. I would often wake up in a warm, sticky sweat. I decided to take some time for myself. I enjoyed sailing in my youth, so I drifted aimlessly in a boat for some time. It was a perfect setting to try and pleasure myself with something new I invented called a vibrator.
It is so intense, I cannot... Only my mind could come up with something so amazing. Yes. Yes, I believe this. Yes.
After I orgasmed from my amazing invention, I slept easier. Maybe I thought it would be for the best. I would not be able to cause any more damage as I drifted off to sea. I woke up on dry land, disoriented. I was quickly arrested and put on trial.
Order, order! What say you, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein?
They said they saw my boat coming this way from the nearby island and saw fire raging in my wake. They thought I did it, which to their credit would have been especially easy with my inventions. The buffoons found my devices in my boat, had no idea what they were, and like the simpletons they were, they assumed the worst. But I know. It was my foul creature who did it. I was not about to be hung for my creature's violence. Naturally, I did what I had to do and approached the judge, got on my knees and sucked his cock.
Your Honor, you have to believe me. I did no such thing. Tell me, who do these lips lie?
Yes, put that mouth to use, Doctor.
Do you believe me, Your Honor? Oh, so much cum, Your Honor. Oh,